Healing, the state or act of being healed. God loves you. God honors His word above His name. Psalm 138:2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. The passage below speak to God's desire to heal and His provision for healing. You should speak these over the person in need of healing often. You should encourage the one needing healing to speak them over themselves. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and shall grow up as calves of the stall. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Releasing healing. Do you know what it means to have Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, living within you? We have been transformed by the Spirit of God, and we are one spirit with Him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. If Jesus lives within us by the Spirit, then all that He is within us. His life, Zoe, is in us, and that would include healing. Paul said that he no longer lived, but Christ lived in him, and he now lived by the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:20. Paul was declaring that Jesus lived within, and the faith of Jesus was the faith that Paul was using to live. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Therefore, the faith of God inside us is a healing faith. It is a part of our reborn spiritual nature. Most Christians see healing as coming from outside of them, probably from above. They see themselves as sick, trying to get well. They pray and ask and hope that something outside of them will touch them. Of course, when Jesus walked the earth and healed all who came to him, he was indeed outside of the sick and healed them from the outside. But now he lives within us, and thus his healing power is within us. When we deal with sickness in our bodies, we must see ourselves as the healed resisting sickness, rather than the sick trying to get healed. Sickness is an illegal intruder that must be expelled from our bodies. We speak to our bodies by the Spirit. The physical must submit to the spiritual. The visible must submit to the invisible. All of the healing we need is available through our reborn spirits, which are one with God. Healing comes from within. We release it with our words, our attitudes, our thoughts, and actions. We act on the word, speak the word, think the word, and see the healing. It isn't so much that we ask God to release healing. Healing has been released since Jesus walked on the earth, and certainly since he rose from the dead. It's more a matter of us releasing the healing that God has already released. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This verse deserves some meditation. When we have a clear understanding and revelation of faith, and an understanding that the healer lives within, the power that works in us, we are on the way to seeing the manifestation of healing. If you can see it with the eyes of faith, you can receive it. Here are seven revelations that can heal you. Number one, God is light and life. There is no darkness in him. Sickness is darkness and cannot prevail against the life and the light of God. A revelation of the greater one's life in you will heal you. John 1, 4 and 5, John 10, 10. The Word of God is spirit, life, and medicine to our flesh. He sent his Word and healed us. An intimate communion with the Word will heal you. John 6:63, Proverbs 4:20 through 22, Psalm 107:20. Number three, the power of sin was destroyed on the cross. A conscience free of guilt of sin will heal you. Colossians 2:13 through 15, 2 Corinthians 5:19 through 21, Mark 2:5 through 11. Number four, Jesus bore our sickness and took our infirmities on the cross. A revelation of Jesus the healer will heal you. Isaiah 53:4, Matthew 8:16 through 17, Galatians 3:13. Number five, sickness is a work of the enemy. A revelation of the enemy defeated will heal you. 1 John 3:8, Acts 10:38, James 4 and 7. Number six, God is love, and the love of God will cast out the fear that comes from sickness. A revelation of God's love will heal you. 1 John 4:8 and 18. Number seven, God's will is healing. He healed us on the cross, and healing exists for all. A revelation of his will heal you. Healing and salvation are available to all. He has done it for you. Matthew 8, 1 through 3, Matthew 8 and 7. Meditate on these verses and open your heart to each revelation. Your life will follow your focus. Be healed. Healing is a part of our redemption in Christ. We know that Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy, 1 John 3 and 8, and that he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, Acts 10, 38. God stated that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Jesus has set the church against sickness. You are a vessel of healing for others. The healer and his divine healing power reside in you. You are not the sick trying to get well. You are the healed resisting sick. You must see yourself as healed, as victorious, as more than a conqueror, and as able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Those who receive from God see themselves receiving from God before the manifestation. They are convinced that Jesus has made them worthy, and they put themselves in a position to receive what they see as their right. How? We must first get a revelation of ourselves as healed. We must see ourselves as God sees us. Faith is not a mental exercise, but a spiritual revelation of Jesus in us. His healing and authority are in us. We can speak to sickness as we would speak to our disobedient dog. The dog must obey, we have no doubt. There are times when we must attack the problem as if it were a snake in the house. What would you do with a snake in your house? Some fearful people might leave and never come back. Others might learn to live in the house in fear, knowing that the snake may strike them at any moment. But some would say, "No way am I going to live like this," and they would find the snake and kill it. When you are sure of who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you, and when you see how the enemy has treated you and stolen your health, and when you realize that God, the God of the universe, lives in you, then you will rise up in faith and authority and speak to your body and command that it submit to the Word of God. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Is it God's will to heal? God has revealed His will concerning healing just as He revealed His will concerning salvation. He is not willing that any should perish and that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God so loved the world that He gave His Son. John 3:16. And who call upon His name shall be saved. Acts 2:21. It is impossible to have faith if we don't know God's will. As one man of God has said, faith begins when God's will is known. As long as there is doubt, there is double-mindedness, and we will receive nothing from the Lord. James 1, 6-8. We have no doubt that God will honor His word concerning salvation. All who believe with their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead shall be saved. Romans 10, 8-10. God does not respond to the faith of some and ignore the faith of others. He will save all who come to Him in faith. The same is true concerning healing. The same redemption that saved us also healed us. In fact, the same Greek word, sozo, is used interchangeably in the New Testament to speak of salvation, which is forgiveness of sins, and physical healing. If we want to know God's will concerning something, we need to look at Jesus. Jesus came to do His will, Hebrews 10:7. Jesus healed all who came to Him and never once refused to heal anyone. He never told a single sick person that it was God's will that they suffered a little longer. He never made anyone sick to teach them something. These are terrible lies that the enemy has sown in the church in order to keep God's children in bondage to sickness and doubt. James makes it quite clear in James 5:14 when he asks the church, "Is any sick among you?" The question reveals that there should be no sick in our midst. The word sick is the Greek word asthenio and means to be feeble in any sense, to be diseased, impotent, sick. James goes on to give the answer, if perchance there are some sick ones in the congregation. He declares that the power of faith will save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. To suggest that it might not be God's will to heal some would make Jesus' suffering on the cross of no effect. The Word declares that by His stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus bore all sickness so that we would not have to bear it ourselves, just as He bore all sin, that we do not have to pay the penalty. The power of sickness is sin. And if sin is defeated, then sickness has no legal right in the body of a believer. Sickness only exists because of ignorance, fear, or rebellion. God does not change. He is the Lord that heals us, Exodus 15:26. He is the Lord who sent His word to heal us, Psalm 107:20. He is the Lord who forgives all of our sins and heals all of our diseases, Psalm 103, 1 through 3. He is the Lord who bore our sicknesses on the cross, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. He is the Lord who healed all who came to Him, Matthew 8:16. He is the Lord who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him, Acts 10:38. He is the Lord who set the church against sickness and commanded us to go and heal the sick, Matthew 10:8. He is the Lord who told us that greater works would we do, John 14:12. He is the Lord who gives us power to lay hands on the sick and they recover, Mark 16:18. He is the Lord who confirms His words with signs following, Mark 16:20. He is the Lord who healed the sick in the early church through the ministries of Peter, Paul, and other believers in the book of Acts. He is the Lord who gives gifts of healings to the church for the church age, 1 Corinthians 12:9. And He is the Lord who asks through James if there is any sick among us, James 5:14. Healing is for all and is available to all through faith in God's grace. Be healed in the name of Jesus.